Hi, I'm Ryan LaPlante, and I'm one of the crazy founders of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, the podcast production company that's making the podcast you're listening to right now. Now, we're clearly busy. We're producing 5 weekly podcasts and a 6th event podcast, but we want to take this time to invite you to become a part of our company and a part of our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. You can get access to our Discord, access to exclusive DM and character chats. You can get the chance to name characters in our shows and vote on the way their stories will progress. You can even become a recurring NPC and hear yourself interacting with our characters each week through the voice of Tom. You can become a patron for as little as $1, and there's great value for you at even that level. So please, join the Dumb Dumbs and Dice family and help us make even more content in a way that you are guaranteed to love. That's patreon.com/dumbdumbdice. D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. So let's do something dumb together, and thanks for listening.
I am Executron, god of merchandising, and I came into existence because Dumb Dumbs and Dice has its own merchandise. That's a god pun. Get it? Dice? Merchandise? Anyways, you can get t-shirts, hoodies, spiral notebooks, clocks, wall art, throw pillows, bags, and even stickers emblazoned with your favorite Dumb Dumbs and Dice characters and their catchphrases. There are plenty of different designs available, so there is guaranteed to be something you love. To show your love of Dumb Dumbs and Dice, go to redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. That's D-U-M-B. D-U-M-B. D-I-C-E. One more time for the mortals in the back. Redbubble.com/people/dumbdumbdice. Get your merchandise today. All art supplied by the brilliant Decapitated Markers.
Welcome back to Dumb Scum and Villainy, a Dumb Dumbs and Dice podcast where professional voiceover artists and improvisers explore the underworld of this Star Wars Edge of the Empire role-playing game. I'm your host, Blotto the Toydarian. This series features our Game Master Tom McGee, Ryan LaPlante as Abraxas Brash Kor, Tyler Hewitt as Vic Denbar, and Adam McNamara as the forgetful psychopath Waka Waka Fonzi. Waka Waka refused to be stealthy and adopted a Gronk droid. Vic revealed his newest outfit, and Brash turned a whole new shade of red when no one would listen to him inside the space mine. There, you're caught up. So get out of my shop or spend money. No credits, only money.
So, Vic, you watch in horror as beautiful, expensive scotch falls from an invisible man's hand. And two blaster bolts kind of come flying out of the invisible area where you know the person is. But man, that's scotch.
I'd die for that scotch.
Yeah, and I was going to say also, like, I've opened the door out, but towards me, so I've just revealed Vic.
So you're diving for the scotch?
Yeah.
All right. Can you roll me
a scotch check?
Yeah, scotch check.
My scotch is
10.
Man,
I have failed those a lot. Let's go with athletics and agility, please. Those aren't the same thing, are they?
I get more agile when I drink scotch, just to be,
yeah, that's what I tell myself too. agility and that's super weird. I don't know. I guess it would.
Athletics.
Well, yeah, because it's like he's dodging, but it's just odd.
No, there's a coordination.
Oh,
it's agility, coordination.
Where are you seeing that?
It's on my my general skills. It's under cool coordination deception.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, we can go with cool. That works. So, Tyler, if you can roll me a cool check, please.
We're going with cool or coordination?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can choose whichever one you'd like.
I mean, I will definitely take cool because I have a point in it.
It'd be pretty cool if you can catch it.
We'll say 2 purple, please.
Okay.
And I'm going to upgrade one of those to a red, largely because you are dodging fire as well as leaping for this. So it's hard enough to catch it, but also someone is shooting at you.
Okay.
Cool. Go ahead and roll, please.
Okay. That is a net of one failure. Yep, and that's it. One failure.
So in slow motion, just as epically as you can imagine, you leap forward. A blaster bolt kind of tears through part of your flapping open turtleneck, singeing you. As a result, you kind of land hard on your shoulder awkwardly, bash off the desk,
and I'm unconscious.
Well, yeah, you land.
I poop my pants. Like,
you're on the ground next to the desk, and the good news is you're so agile that you got there before the scotch hit the ground. The bad news is now you've got just a front row seat to the glass, bouncing off the ground, and the scotch just tumbling into the carpet.
What was even the point?
Brash, you hear the sort of two blaster bolts hit the door, but then you hear a voice go, like an invisible voice, go, wait a minute. You really sad about that scotch?
That was great scotch, you monster. Where are you? Face me.
You know what? I think you actually sound all right. You see a gun just kind of appear, floating in the air, kind of like held up to the ceiling. He's like, "Look, sorry guys. I thought you were Black Sun, so I made with the shooting. I did kind of want the rest of that scotch though. So are we cool?"
Well, let's change this situation a little bit for the better. And I walk in and I look incredible and I toss my hair and I just reach out and I take his gun and just leaning in a little bit too close. It is a pleasure to meet you. And I slide the gun out of his hand and into mine and I step back. And then I'm like, Vic, please stand up.
He doesn't let the gun go.
This is how surrendering works. You raise the weapon, you let the gun go.
There's no surrender here. This is just a let's have a little parlay. Also, hey.
Well, here's the thing. I feel like parlay, what a word, what an implication at the end of the word. There's so much that could be going on. And I just like crank a little more pheromones out of my collar. And I'm like, they always say it's a give and take. So maybe you could give and I could take.
Do your pheromones, are they like tailored, made to a target? Or does everyone kind of feel the effect in your presence?
Let me look at the rules. Once per check. No, so this is specific. I'm blasting this guy. Not
that's
quite
too bad. Okay.
admittedly, there's not a lot going on in the room. Maybe you get a whiff. I'm not going to rule it out.
Okay.
It's targeted at because this is looking at whoever this person is.
To be clear, person's still invisible. Gun is visible.
I'll still roll my dice. I'm targeting generic male of any species, so okay. There's probably some brash in there.
So Vic, you keep getting us mixed up.
Everyone is me. It's the delightful thing.
He's like, look, I don't know whatever you're pumping out there. You fall in, right? Yeah, so those pheromones, I gotta tell you, they're working for me, but you cannot have my gun.
Have you guys felt this carpet? It feels amazing.
I like that guy. That guy gets me.
See, here's the reason I think I should take the gun, because there is an insane, arguably Mandalorian with a metal plate in his head outside, dragging a Gronk droid who has murdered everyone we've ever come into contact with. I like you. I don't even like him.
I tell you what, I'll put the gun away. Gun's out of sight, out of mind, and then we can talk. But look, those Black Sun guys are real pissed off because I kind of shot some of their friends.
Oh, don't worry. We blew up several of their ships. This is a real same boat scenario.
Wait, those were I thought those were flower trucks. Oh, God damn it.
If you thought those were flower trucks, you keep that gun. You're fine.
great. So he slides the gun kind of back into the invisibility, and then he clicks it off. You can see now that he's kind of put down the invisibility thing. He kind of pulls the cowl off over his head, and you realize he's a Zabrak, which are basically like Darth Maul minus the face tattoos. So he's incredibly handsome. Brash, in like a, you're both intrigued but also gently frustrated that there's another like incredibly handsome person kicking around this place. It's got kind of like just crystal blue eyes, not like Agrippa injection eyes, just his eyes are naturally very blue, square jaw, just like classically handsome, like a John Hamm type.
I just, for my own visualization, I need to know what part of Darth Maul is the tattoo? Are they typically red creatures or are they typically all black?
Neither.
I don't know.
It's both.
It's both? So what part is the tattoo?
The, normally they... The Zabrak, I think, kind of base color is like a light brown.
Oh, okay. So the whole head is tattooed.
His whole face is tattooed. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just one of the two childhoods. That's just like you can tell. When people do face tats.
Well, I mean, when your name is Maul and your brother's name is Savage Opress, you know, you really got a...
boss's name is Sheev.
And apparently he's...
That sounds so European.
Yeah, they just worked at a chocolate factory. It's fine. Yeah, so he takes like a subtle whiff of the pheromones and like a gently lascivious smile spreads across his features. He says, it's nice to meet you. My name is Sterling, only Sterling. I have no code name. Smash cut to outside. Fonzie, you hear over your headset, because I imagine like your helmet is kind of attuned to pick up various signals, right?
Right. I was in the kitchen.
Yeah,
so I have my head in the fridge. I'm looking for stuff, so I didn't hear any of this.
No. That's going on. So you're in the kitchen, and you hear kind of one of those.
You hear gunshots.
Yeah, you hear a couple gunshots, but also your head's in a fridge. So if Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull taught me anything, it's that if you're in a fridge, nothing bad can happen to you.
Indestructible.
Yeah, you do pick up a signal where you hear sort of like a dispatcher being like. Agent Duchess, have you found the targets?
Like, so I found some spaghetti. And so I'm kind of like, as I'm listening to this, I'm just like,
Oh, and this is ancient spaghetti.
I don't mind. I'm just like, they had some like chopsticks in there. So I'm just like eating spaghetti out of this like bowl. And I'm like, I better go tell them what the voice in my head told me. And so I kind of go back to where they are. And I'm like, hey guys, the Duchess was, hey, who's that?
I'm the Duchess. Ryan, he just spoken to you. What do you do?
So just to be clear, Walk has come in and said something insane.
Yep.
Zabrak, the Duchess,
yes.
Sterling.
Sterling has admitted to his code name.
I'm just going to sit down on the table and be like, this is one of those times that I think everyone should just lay their cards out. Duchess...
Please don't call me that.
Sterling.
Thank you.
I didn't know what you were owning here. So
I understand.
What are you doing here? What's going on? You've killed Black Sun. We've killed Black Sun. It's friendship.
Sounds like, yeah, that does sound like the beginning of friendship. And then he puts his hand on your hand and he's like, and maybe something more.
I'm not going to rule it out, but I really would like to know what you're doing here.
Understood. Vic, you kind of get up with the glass and pour yourself some scotch.
Yeah.
Sterling does the same. And basically he explains that he works for a guild that essentially focuses on espionage. He's done kind of odd jobs for... both kind of like everyone from the sort of the criminal gangs up to, you know, the rebellion, a little bit of work for the Empire here and there. But yeah, basically they are sort of a third party agency. We'll call them the Third Echo. So Third Echo, just kind of random wet work and black ops. And he says he was... dispatched to this facility basically for the same sorts of reasons you guys were, to track down the slicers. He was able to infiltrate the facility, but Black Sun arrived around the time he did, and the slicers fled into the mines, and he hasn't been able to track them down. So he managed to throw off the Black Sun and kind of lead them on a bit of a goose chase, but he knows they're now kind of down in the mines and patrolling, and he didn't want to risk it going down there himself. So he was having a scotch because he didn't know what else to do.
What is it that you're tracking down the slicers for?
So, you know, I'm not going to say that my organization might owe some very bad people some information, but I heard they were the best in the business, and they're also fucked. So I figured I unfuck their situation, maybe they do me a solid and help me get the information my employer needs.
Oh, so we were kind of thinking the same thing. Do you think there's any chance we could, you know, like this scotch, share them?
I don't see why not. I mean, it's not like they can only hack one thing, right?
Perfect.
And I mean, if that is the case, then we should probably like rock, paper, scissors for it or something. But I feel like that won't be the case.
No, yeah, I think we're good. And I'll cheers him.
Great. So he cheerses you and just drains it and then fills it again.
Great. They always say heavy drinking is the key to having a successful gunfight in a mine.
Heavy, there's only one bottle here, please. And then he drains it and fills it again.
Cool.
He looks at Fonzie and he's like, so you're the plate head guy.
Wait, how do you know I got a plate in my head?
How do you know my name is the Duchess?
Because my helmet picked up a transmission and it said that they were looking for the Duchess.
Well, my helmet also picked up a transmission and told me you had a plate head. Nah, I'm kidding, they told me.
Wait, who told you?
I just raised a hand, shrugging.
Also, how old is this spaghetti?
Oh, I don't know. This place has been empty for years, though.
So the hackers are in a mine, right? Do we go into the mine or do we wait for them to come out and then we shoot everyone?
So Sterling suggests that from what the communications he managed to make with them, they'd been holed up in this facility for a while. Unfortunately, when the kill squad came through, they fled. So he knows they're in the mine somewhere, but the odds of them coming out are low. The problem is they kind of have Black Sun on either side of them now. So if you guys don't get to them soon, odds are they will be found. A couple of their members, including their leader, have already been taken and are being held sort of in the HQ of Comstar Pegasus.
Well, it's good we didn't slam a giant melded-together ball of ships into them, looking back. But all right, so it sounds like it's time for us to race into the darkness. We have the invisible being over here. We've got Captain Psychopath and then Vic.
Hey, everybody. Tom McGee here, your friendly neighborhood DM. And I just wanted to thank you so much for listening to our shows. I hope you're having a great time. Obviously, we are. I'm probably really stressed because they're probably doing something horrible to me right now. But I hope you're enjoying it. And we're enjoying you being here. And listen, if you want to get a little bit more involved in our show and with the various things we do, you can check out
patreon.com/dumdumdice.
Where you can find more information about how you can become a part of the show, how you can screw with me on air, how you can add names and all that sort of stuff. And it's a great way to support us in our ongoing dumb adventures. So thanks very much for joining us, and I will see you out there in the Dumbverse.
Don't call me Vic anymore. I've got a code name too, and it's Renegade. And I like look at no particular point in space and just kind of like have that 1,000-yard stare. And then I look kind of over at Sterling for approval of, like, cool code names.
Yeah, he definitely is giving you, like, a really appraising look of, like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that you got to pick your own. I didn't pick the Duchess. The guild told me, Third Echo just told me that was my name.
Hmm.
I wish I was Renegade. So that's cool.
So here's what I'm thinking. Renegade, such a cool name, clearly. The hero that we need. Renegade leads the way. Renegade goes forwards, finds our enemies in the dark. They surround Renegade. Renegade surrenders sneakily, and we follow. We'll know who's been caught. And if anything goes wrong, who can fight their way out of cuffs and kill 100 Black Sun mercenaries?
That guy, and Sterling points at Waka.
Oh, yeah, definitely Waka.
Yes.
And I slurp the rest of my spaghetti.
And he will be watching over Renegade.
All right, so Waka, as we're going to say, you guys kind of like pack up your stuff. Sterling,
look for a map of the mine.
He hooks you up. He spent a bunch of time scouring the facility, so he's able to upload your stats. So yeah, you've got a rough idea of the mine. He also keys your comlink, I guess all three of your comlinks, to the channels that he's successfully found the slicers trying to communicate to him on. So you guys have a bit. It won't be as staticky anymore. You'll actually be able to, if they reach out, you'll be able to get in touch with them. And as you're all kind of making your way down towards the mines, Waka, I'm going to need you to please roll me a willpower and wouldn't be vigilance, discipline, please.
Discipline.
To see if you can keep your tummy rumbles under control, because that is gross-ass spaghetti.
If I could eat, like, pigmen, and I think I ate another guy. Mind you, they were cooked.
That's true, yeah.
That's true. I should have cooked it. Okay, so my willpower's 2.
Should have cooked the old spaghetti he found in the fridge.
Willpower, is that 2? So that's 2 yellow?
I don't think so. If you have 2 for You've got two for willpower, and then two for your discipline is a skill. So however many rank.
Oh, I have zero discipline.
Two green.
Two green. Oh, okay.
And one purple.
Can I use a destiny point? Because I
so
look, I've
he uses destiny for every single thing he does.
They're there. There's like six of them.
He's all everything Waka ever thinks of is fated to happen.
Clumsily haul a droid up some stairs and now to clench hard enough
to not yak.
Yeah. Look, I got like stomach of steel. So I'm used to like it's from my old soldiering days. I'm just used to living off the land, eating what I can to survive. So I'm gonna use
wild spaghetti.
Yeah, like whatever. Like it doesn't matter. Like old, like I can take it. So I want to use Destiny Point to upgrade my green to a yellow.
Sure. Yep.
All right. And I brace.
I was gonna say, would bracing be allowed in this case?
Actually,
Tom?
Yes.
You're allowed to brace. Get your brace bonus.
Oh, can I brace?
Yeah.
Oh, so I take that away. Oh,
no. Purple can't be taken away, but I'll give you a boost dice.
Oh, okay. Well, I already rolled, so why don't I'll roll a boost.
We'll just roll one more, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so boost. I got two successes and two failures, and that's it.
That's a net neutral. He rolled nothing.
Great.
I think I'm fine.
It
I
comes
think I'm okay.
up and you swallow it.
Yeah. But what if, maybe I can just be like.
He farts and a little spaghetti comes out.
One noodle out of his butt.
Yeah.
But it's fine. Your whole suit is.
Yeah. And it just kind of pools up into a little like.
Yeah. It starts to come out and you just go. And then right back in from the
and
bottom.
No one was the wiser. Wicked. Okay. That's very silly. But
Waka like have it. A pig's tail for a second?
Not that any of us knew, but yes.
What? I don't even notice that I shat myself a bit.
Because you unshat yourself.
Yeah, I unshat it. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. So
I'm used to that.
You make your way down.
He's a soldier.
Yeah. It's like you got to shit all the time when you're in the field. You know what I mean?
Like, I'm just imagining his like an old drill instructor just yelling at Waka in his memory, like, you got to unshit whatever you fucking shit up in the field.
If you shit, you then must unshit the shit.
Did I give you permission to shit?
We're in space. You can't dig a trench.
You suck that turd back in, maggot.
It's just soldiers with turtle heads, and it's just them just like sucking the bag in. It's like, hut, hut, hut.
Well, we lost the war because no one bothered to teach us how to shoot, but the good news is we were never caught in a bathroom situation.
This explains it. This is how they train stormtroopers.
Right.
Poop-related practice.
And all my pants knowledge, because it's like you got to keep those pants clean, keeps them strong, which is why I can lug a droid around with
me. So it seems strong odds Waka started at an Imperial Academy at some point.
Yeah.
Building on that backstory.
I'm guessing.
Wicked. So having successfully unpooped your spaghetti, you make your way down sort of back to the main facility. I assume you bring Gronk with you. He's still along for the ride.
I guess he kind of caught up with us.
He did. Yeah. So basically, he'll always catch up to you at like the end of the scene.
Okay. For Tom's like sanity.
Yeah. Kind of. Okay. Gronk.
All right. So he. Is there any way I can speed him up?
That is an interesting question. Theoretically, no, but Sterling has a bunch of like battery packs that he's charged off of the Gronk droid. So he offers to help you try and supercharge the droid.
Is there like maybe like a lift or something?
Himself.
Yeah, just create a closed loop. There is like a... You mean like a...
Like something that just pushes, like, you know, you can put a bunch of boxes on it and just like...
Sure. Once you get to the mining floor, you find like a little hover lift.
And then, okay.
It's got some boxes on it that you move off and you so put Gronk on it.
Yeah, I'll use my fork gun and shoot off the boxes off the lift. And then I'll put Gronk on the lift. I haven't shot my fork gun yet. I want to shoot it. So I just like... I shoot them with the boxes.
The boxes just disintegrate into the...
Just, Waka, worth pointing out, we're trying to sneak up on a vastly superior force. You're bringing a droid that won't stop talking, and you've shot your gun at boxes.
I get a little embarrassed, and a bit more spaghetti comes out, but then I shove it right back in. I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm sorry.
We're all none the wiser.
So I want to be clear, we have to leave Gronk here.
Oh, no, Gronk, listen, Gronk's good. Gronk's a good guy. If he can help that other guy that we just met, the invisible guy, then he can help us. I got plans for Gronk.
Okay, here's what I'm gonna say. You talk to Gronk,
okay,
and then I'm gonna stand here for 60 seconds.
Okay.
And if Gronk says Gronk during those 60 seconds,
okay,
I'm going to shoot Gronk.
Okay. All right, Gronk. Okay, wait. Sorry. Okay, so you already said, so
I'm going to call time when you're done. You can say you're done, and then we'll start the time.
Okay, and start. So don't say your name. Only let me talk. So what I think I can do is you get on this little lift, and then I'll push you around. I'll tie you have that belt around you and the war pants that are super high quality. So I'll pull you around, and then we can use you.
Gronk.
Oh, God.
I shoot him right in the head.
No!
I just shoot. It's a hail of bolts. It's like a Jango Fett shooting at Obi-Wan. It's just like me gunning down
Sterling
Gronk.
Takes out his gun. He starts shooting, too. It's just like Pulp Fiction.
Is there anything I can salvage of Gronk?
Let's see. Well, you can get those war pants back.
And I sadly take the war pants and I just kind of like tie them around my waist.
And I walk up and I'm sure there's like one of those weird glass eyes that's like dead that they sort of have. And if I can, I just want to yank it out.
So the Gronk droid is just like literally a flat box of garbage. So yeah, you could rip the front panel off and find like an optics.
Yeah, I'll just like, or grab a wire. I don't care. And then I'm just like, tie it around your finger and remember, what would Gronk do?
What would Gronk do? And I tie it around.
So you get a plus one ring of Gronk.
Yes. Really? Okay, I'm going
to
add it.
Yeah. It gives you plus one to any check where you plus have to say to the word Gronk.
The key is any Gronking it up check.
Yeah.
So
Gronk,
I get
Gronk. Plus one to Gronking.
Plus one Gronk power.
It's the new bracing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to use it. Okay.
Wicked. And Sterling's like, wow, really, really glad I got my batteries before we shot that guy. Cool. Shall we?
After Vic, you will
renegade.
Yes, the renegade will get up off the ground because he's been hitting the deck every time someone fires their weapon. He will dust himself off and say, follow me.
Great. So leaving poor dead Gronk in your wake, the four of you begin to sort of descend down into the mine. It's again with the power being off, you can't take a lift. So it's a tremendous amount of sort of catwalk stairs. This would have been a true nightmare to try and get Gronk down.
Can I put Gronk's body on the tray and still take him with us?
I shoot the tray. I will shoot anything you try to bring. No matter what you do, I'm shooting it until we go in.
What did Gronk ever do to you?
He ruined our ability to use stealth. We have one plan.
I have an invisible suit, and yes, he really was cramping my style.
Okay. Can I have another Gronk ring?
And I make him three. I'm just like, let him. There's one for every finger that I just make for you. And at the end, I'm like, here's the deal. We're going to go down. We're going to, you know, shoot all the people, and we're going to save these hackers. And after we shoot everyone, if we find another Gronk and you can carry it, then you can keep it.
Okay. Can I shoot the most people?
Yes.
Thanks.
I did not agree to this, but we'll see.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for that talk. And then, like, you know, the more you know, like a little rainbow. Well, only I see it. Yeah. It's in my head. Like
it's playing on the inner screen of your helmet.
Little happy moment.
It's like that perk you could take in Borderlands pre-sequel where Jack would occasionally just be like, "You're doing great," and just like stars would come across your vision. Had absolutely no benefit. Great. So you make your way down the catwalk. And the mines have clearly been kind of like laser born out of the rock. So it's not kind of the usual like craggy, bumpy pathways. It's like very clean, sort of hollowed out spaces and trenches. Once you reach the sort of entrance to the mines, you can see there are a bunch of different tunnels leading off of the central space. Central space has like a big refinery in the center and a couple of large claw machines for digging and boring. You get the sense they were abandoned because they would just be too much of a pain in the ass to leave with. You don't see any materials, though. Like, it seems like everything that was here was taken. There are a few mining droids that look kind of damaged or old that are just kind of cobwebbed up in the corner. But otherwise, you're kind of in a large open space, and you can see that there was recently a fire, like just a small fire pit fire.
Um,
How much of the open space is lit by the fire? Like how?
The fire is, so the entire sort of space in general is lit by a few kind of work lights that are running on minimum. Okay. The fire has is out, so it's just kind of like a campfire that's been kind of stomped on. It looks like, and there's some bedrolls and stuff. Like it looks like this camp was abandoned very quickly.
Okay, I'll go over to the campsite and just have a closer look.
Sure. So you can see there's kind of like some crates and stuff set up. It looks like this is likely where the slicers were staying. You can tell they left in a hurry, but they seem to have left a lot of their kind of belongings behind. There's no laptops, but like basically it's the classic hacker thing. Like when they ran, they took their laptops and left everything else.
Any good gear that we could procure? Since I basically look like the Little Mermaid's Prince Eric right now.
But like the worst cosplay.
Yeah. So sure, there's some assorted clothes. Is there anything in particular you're looking for?
What does
Renegade need?
Yeah, because...
Like a bandana.
Well, that's the thing. It was like clandestine incursion was a adventuring silk shirt, but now Renegade's a new persona. So something in black that's tactical, so it has lots of pockets.
Okay, you find a...
And leather. Something in leather.
Yeah, so...
War pants.
You find a... like a black denim vest.
Nice. It goes on over the silk shirt.
Okay, great.
So we're building something here.
In terms of leather, you find like an old-timey leather peasant hat that seems to, like, it was the kind of thing that would be worn ironically. But you know the thing I'm talking about, right? Where it's just got like the... It's
like a skull cap.
It's like a skull cap with like flaps that hang down.
Okay.
You look like one of those terrible monks.
Yeah. You find enough material to make a bandana.
I'm going to make a bandana. Yeah.
What color is it?
It's red. It's like the standard handkerchief bandana situation.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you strike a pose?
Of course.
Renegade.
Yeah. It's like a Mr. Universe pose.
A lot of leg flexing.
Rarely.
Yeah.
Rarely am I going to do this, but please let me help you.
And I just want to step forwards and then just like adjust the bandana and shift him 3 inches to the left. Fixed his vest, reach in, like fix the shirt, the belt of the pants, like make sure he's got like a whole thing, and then I shift his leg and put it on a crate
and as
check the light.
As soon as you do, like a tear appears in Sterling's eye and he's like, "My gods, he's magnificent."
Yeah. And I step back, and while he's celebrating, the one thing he does not know is now I have my other gun.
Wait, which one of us? Me or Sterling?
You don't know.
You've taken the gun from me?
My whole thing was just moving your clothes so I could take my second gun back.
That's perfect. That's fine. Yeah.
Well, if we're all armed and ready, let's go.
Yeah.
Are there any weapons around the camp?
There's like, you get the sense they probably took their weapons with them, but you find a vibro knife.
Okay, I take the vibro knife and I attach it to one of the magnets on my suit to replenish my knife count. So
mark a death.
And I'm gonna make a note. Spin both of my guns now, looking at Vic, and I just go, "Renegade," and I slam them into their holsters, and then I just walk in
my blaster and I pat myself down. And say, "Oh, hang on a second, guys. I dropped my gun in the dark somewhere. We're going to form a line. It's like clearing a campsite, and we're just going to walk in a straight line."
Sterling flicks his wrist, and like a derringer flips up into his hand, and he flips it around to you. He says, "Now, don't go using all these bullets in one place."
Oh, well, thanks. This is smaller than my other gun, but that's all right. I'll make it work.
Oh, honey, I think you could make anything work.
Yeah, I could. You're all right, Sterling.
Well, thanks, Renegade.
I'm promoting you to second in command. Let's go.
And with that, you venture deeper into the mines.
This episode of Dumb Scum and Villainy features the voices of Ryan LaPlante at the Ryan LaPlante on Twitter, Tyler Hewitt at Tyler_Hewitt on Twitter, Adam McNamara at AdamMcNamara13 on Twitter, and our fantastic game master, Tom McGee at McGeeTD on Twitter. This episode was edited by Ryan LaPlante, and all of Dum Dums and Dice's art is by Decapitated Markers at Decapitated Marker on Twitter. That's MRKR. Our theme song is In Orbit by Kronox, and our ad music is No Control and Chiefs by Jazzar, J-A-H-Z-Z-A-R, all available at freemusicarchive.org. When it comes to Dum Dums and Dice, you can visit our website at dumdumdice.com. Our Twitter and Instagram are at dumdumdice, and on Facebook at facebook.com/dumdumdice. But most importantly, we've got merchandise at redbubble.com/people/dumdumdice, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumdumdice. That's D-U-M-B-D-U-M-B-D-I-C-E. Now get out of my shop. I'm a Toydarian. Your Jedi mind tricks do not work on me.
Dum Dums and Dice has to give a special thank you to the supreme beings of our Patreon at this time. Christian Manicola, Long Long, Jason Denson, James Cuellar, DM Rob, Christopher Little, Joshua White, and Jill and Noel LaPlante. If you want your name to be added to this list, you can join our Patreon too at patreon.com/dumdumdice. Thanks to them, and a little bit of thanks to you.